concern at the southern border. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Criticism is growing over the Biden administration's announcement that the CDC will lift the Title 42 policy in May. It was enacted during the Trump administration to help prevent the spread of COVID-19. New York Republican Representative Claudia Tenney says she saw more health problems than COVID when she visited the border last year.
They had other problems. It wasn't just a matter of COVID-19. They had measles, mumps. Some of the older people could have tuberculosis. There's been HIV, AIDS, and all kinds of other public health types of diseases.
Critics fear the policy's lowering will result in a massive migrant influx. The CDC says Title 42 is no longer needed. Dozens of protesters showed their support for Ukraine in Atlanta. Fox's Charles Watson is there.
On the ground, they've got children's toys really signifying the happiness that children would normally be experiencing in Ukraine. Instead, they are really seeing and experiencing gruesome realities, as made evidence by mock babies wrapped up in blankets covered in fake blood.
Ukraine's deputy prime minister says nearly 800 residents have managed to make it out of besieged Mariupol in private vehicles. The Red Cross continues efforts to evacuate residents from the city. Authorities say a 17-year-old has been arrested in connection with the fatal shooting of an off-duty deputy sheriff Thursday night in Houston. The Harris County Sheriff's Office says the teen is the third of three suspects now in custody. The deputy was trying to stop the theft of a catalytic converter from his vehicle. Applebee's has confirmed that a mid-level employee of a Missouri-based franchisee has been fired after sending an email speculating that high gas prices and the end of pandemic stimulus money would force employees to work longer hours for lower pay. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Michigan jury will soon decide the fate of four men accused of plotting to kidnap that state's governor.
Prosecutors in federal court in Grand Rapids urged jurors Friday to convict Daniel Harris, Adam Fox, Barry Croft Jr., and Brandon Caserta over an alleged plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, calling them anti-government extremists who were filled with rage in 2020 over Michigan's COVID lockdowns. Defense attorneys telling jurors the men were set up by the FBI and that there was no plot. All four have pled not guilty, the judge in the case also instructing the jury that it can consider an entrapment defense. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
It's already a crowded political race, but the campaign for Alaska's lone House seat just got bigger with one very well-known name.
A familiar voice is coming back to politics.
I will be honored to accept your nomination for Vice President of the United States.
Former Veep candidate Sarah Palin says she's running to fill the House seat of the late Congressman Don Young of Alaska. Palin filed the paperwork with an elections office Friday. At least 50 other candidates are going for that seat, including a North Pole City Council member named Santa Claus. A special primary is set for June 11th. The top four vote-getters will then go into a special election in August. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The National World War II Museum in New Orleans has dedicated a gallery of planes to former aviator President George H.W. Bush. The gallery displaying aircraft flown during the war was christened the George H.W. Bush Aviation Gallery. Overhead is the same type of plane flown by Bush during the war, a blue light bomber called Avenger. The Aviation Gallery includes six vintage airplanes, including the Avenger. I'm Joe Chew, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.